Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard on a Tuesday, just a couple days away from a huge game. The Eagles and the Commanders. Lots to do today. 1 hour from now, we'll be joined by Marcus Hayes. First time we've heard from Marcus since, well, a lot went on here in Philadelphia. Tonight, Joel Embiid makes his return to the court. We'll talk to Marcus about the Sixers and everything going on. And, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles with a big game Thursday. Ross Tucker at 12:30. Kiss the baby later. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Listen, I feel like if you're in a government building, I think the government building should open on time, man. I had a little bit, like the post office.
Yep.
I'm not dissing anybody at the post office, but I went to the post office this morning.
What happened?
It wasn't open at the time it said it was going to be open.
So did you wait or?
No, I ain't got time to wait. Okay. But if it says they open at 8 o'clock, then they need to be open at 8 o'clock.
I agree with that, Hugh. All right, that one, you're not going to get much pushback from me on that. If you say you're open a certain time,
you got to be open.
You should be open.
People got things to do.
They do, like we do. We have a show to do, and we start right now. Hugh Douglas, it's interesting when things, you know, old becomes new again, right? And new becomes old, and things flip around, and you go back in time. And I feel like we've gone back in time here, Hugh, because, you know, a lot this past offseason, the one before, since we started doing our show, I was told by certain people around here that defense is what you would call a luxury,
not a necessity.
Not a necessity. And yep. Then the 2024 season began, and it felt like in the NFL, defense was becoming more of a thing again. Not so much here that first month, though. I was like, oh, here we go. And, you know, the defense is young, and they're going to take some time. And then in the last month plus, the last five games, the defense hasn't just become pretty good or decent. Mm-hmm. They've become one of the best in the NFL. And, Hugh, as we enter week 11 and the Eagles get ready to take on the Commanders, and when I think about the game, I'm like, well, their offense is good and our offense is good and their defense is okay and our defense is really good right now. And that's given me the most hope for this team, the defense. And I'm at the point now, I'm looking at some of the numbers this morning. This defense almost across the board is a top five, top six defense in the whole NFL. Points per game allowed fifth, yards per play second, yards per game second. And the offense has moved kind of to the top 10 too. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty clear the better unit so far this season on this team now has been the defense. And Hugh, I'm ready to say something, and I'm curious what you think about it. And if you're ready to go there, I'm ready to say right now the 2024 Eagles are a defensive football team. For years, the Eagles have been an offense-first team, and in the good years with the defense, they got a complete team. I think it's changed. I think now the Eagles are a defensive-first football team. The defense is the driving force behind why the Eagles are so good. Hugh, what do you think? Are the Eagles now are you ready to say it?
No.
Oh, come on.
I will say this, though. I think the defense has played well in these last couple of weeks. There's mm-hmm. no question about that. They have been the catalyst, especially when you talk about the last game that we played in and the way that they played, and they allowed this offense to get going. But no, I don't believe that to be the case. I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, bullish in my take. I feel like they're playing well. They're playing extremely well under Coach Fangio's yep. Guidance. And you got some guys out there that are doing their thing. But I still think that this team is offensively driven. I know that doesn't carry that much weight, especially now when you talk about the fact that scoring in the NFL has been pretty much down all season long. You know, one team that I thought that was on the uptick, they didn't fare so well last night.
The Rams,
they didn't fare so well last night. So it's one of those things where it's just been off year. I think they're taking advantage of the situation that's been presented to them, but I still think this is an offensive squad.
215-592-9494. We'll see maybe by the end of the show if Hugh will admit that maybe, you know, defense is a necessity, not a luxury. I just look at the change in the defensive side of this football, and that's what's driven this thing. That's why they've been so good. It's allowed the offense to kind of find themselves. Their defense the last month, you know, you go to the Browns game, the offense wasn't doing much. You know, the Jaguars game, the offense did well early, but then it kind of sputtered a little bit. Even Sunday, I mean, let's go to the game Sunday against the Cowboys, where they are in the beginning of that game, the offense is sputtering. The defense's domination early, taking the ball away from the Cowboys, allowed the Eagles to keep the Cowboys down and allow the offense to find themselves. And then when they got going, good, yeah, they poured it on. But the defense held their own early. I go back to the first game of the year in Brazil against the Packers. The defense did it there too. Sirianni on Sunday after the game talking about how the defense early in the game Sunday against the Cowboys, they kept him in it and allowed the offense to, you know, get their feet under them.
You know, that kind of happened in the Brazil game too against the Packers. They just kind of helped us stay in it when it wasn't going great. I think the defense has done a really nice job. They played a great game today. Forcing that turnover, I think after our turnover, was huge. To keep it at 7-3, but they played. I just thought that they played. They started fast. They played great throughout the entire game. We tackled. I love when we tackle well. I mean, we've tackled really well. Just those guys on that football team on the Cowboys have some guys that can really do some damage with the ball in their hands. CeeDee Lamb, Ferguson, obviously Zeke and 23. They got a lot of guys that can and Turpin.
Well, they look, he could be nice to the Cowboys players. We know they don't have many great things on offense right now with their quarterback.
No, that's Strugarewski.
Yeah, but he's right about the idea of early in that game, right? That you have the two turnovers there by Jalen and the offense, right? And
no
if,
doubt.
If the defense didn't stand up, it could have been a
highly contested affair in that first half.
I mean, the Cowboys could have had 14 cheap points on the board, and then I still think the Eagles would have won the game because the Cowboys were not good. But it would have been more of a challenge. It would have been more of a slog. It would have been like, all right, well, you're not really comfortable till maybe early in the fourth quarter. Instead, once the Eagles scored before halftime and then out of the gate in the third quarter, you knew the game was done.
I will say this about the defense. Now, I know it might sound to a lot of people like I'm not moving off of my stance, but I had a chance to think about this a little bit. This defense, this offense is dynamic enough. And they have the ability that when they do get going, they make teams that they're playing against one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. And it makes it easy to call plays. Now, we've seen times where if you have the personnel to put this defense on its heels, it tends to struggle a little bit, especially in the passing game when it's time to get after the quarterback. But they have been fortunate enough with the play of Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell and those young guys in the secondary that they haven't been challenged that much as far as receivers are concerned.
Yep.
Now, you know, what Terry McLaurin, that's going to be somewhat of a challenge for him this week. Not saying that he's going to be a world beater or anything like that, but, you know, CeeDee Lamb, that if we're being fair, was out there playing with one arm, you know, and not taking anything away from the way that those young guys played. But it's a difference when you have a couple of receivers out there that can make some noise as opposed to one. This defense is playing well, no question about that. But I still think that the tip of the spear for this team is the offense.
215-592-9494. Are you ready to say the Eagles are now a defensive team? I mean, like that, it's something we haven't said here in Philadelphia in a very long time. They have been an offensive team and an offensive-driven team for years. I mean, years and years and years. I don't know. You got to go back to the last time. I don't know. You go back to 01, 02, 03, where it felt like it was more of a defensive team when the Eagles are good. I believe this is now a defensive team. That's the driving force of this team. In the win, I'm looking at some of the wins this year where I thought of the two units, what was better? Green Bay, the defense stood up early in the game. They don't win that game without their defense playing like that. The Cleveland game, the defense was better. The Giants game, the defense was better. The Cowboys game, I would say the defense was probably the better of the two units.
Playing with a lot of confidence,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it doesn't mean the offense wasn't good in those games. Like the only one I would say the offense was probably the driving force was probably the Bengal game because the offense really was efficient that day and Jalen was.
Yeah.
But even that game, they caused three turnovers late. 215-592-9494. Jaws this morning. We even got a quarterback saying it. Here's Jaws this morning on what he thought and now what he feels.
You know, I think we've all seen really good things and an improvement every single week. I love the way the defense is playing right now. I expected our offense to be dynamic. I really did going into the season. You know, it was a veteran group, everybody back pretty much. You know, Saquon Barkley addition. I thought the offense would really carry this football team. But the defense, to me, has gotten better every single week. And I think as Vic Fangio has begun to understand the talents and maybe even some limitations of some of the players.
It sounds to me, and I'm just reading between the lines here, but it feels to me, it sounds to me, like defense, Hugh Douglas, is a necessity with this Eagles team.
Still a luxury.
Come on.
Still a luxury. I mean, with this team, has been playing well. No, I mean, and I hear you.
They are where they are because this defense.
And, And I would say that this defense has made huge strides.
Huge.
In the last couple of weeks. No question about that. Not denying that.
Top five-ish defense in the league.
There's still some teams left on this schedule where this defense is going to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
And this offense is going to have to do what this offense does. We've seen over the last couple of weeks in the NFL how, you know, defenses, there's not, when you look at it as a whole, there's a lot of middling defenses out there right now. A lot of those, you know, and the ones when we were talking about the top tier defenses, some of the names that were mentioned in the top tier were like, well, oh, really? That's kind of surprising. But there's going to still be some times where this offense, where this defense is going to have to play against some tougher offenses, and this offense is going to have to show up and show out. Definitely.
Well, they are, but yes, there will be tougher opponents. Starts Thursday with the Commanders, and the Rams didn't play well last night, but they have some pieces on offense. And then the Ravens after that. There's some good offenses to come. But the defense, they're going to go – if the Eagles are going to be what people have started to think they can be now, which is a team that competes for the Super Bowl, they need this defense to continue to get better and better and play like this. 215-592-9494. I feel like what is old is new again here in Philadelphia. Defense is back.
It is exciting to see, though.
Oh, of course it is. It's awesome
to see.
And
there's something to be said about playing with a lot of confidence, and there's no question about that. They're playing with a lot of confidence right now.
And it sounds to me like it's a necessity. I mean, maybe by the end of the show, you'll admit that defense is a necessity. Can we get there? All right.
We could talk about it.
Okay.
We got 4 hours.
Yeah. Well, I'm just
– We can chop it up.
After enough callers tell you that this is obviously a defensive team. Now, Kyle, where do you come down? The Philadelphia Eagles came into the year as an offensive team. I now believe they're a defensive team. What do you think?
I don't want to wait. I think Hugh should concede it right now.
Go ahead.
It's obvious they're a defensive football team. It is. They're a 7-2, I think, way more in part because of how well the defense has played this year than the offense. And I know they haven't played great competition necessarily. And when they did play against Jordan Love, you know, it was early on in the season. They stacked a few points against them. But the defense was the reason we kept that game close in the beginning. I mean, the offense was horrible. Turning it over. Like, think about how we thought about this offense in the beginning of the season, how frustrating they were just because of how they played relative to the amount of talent that they had. And they put this defense in really tough spots. And the defense kept them in a lot of football games.
I will admit that, too, that they surprised me early on, especially in that Green Bay game.
Well, they're the reason that we're 7-2. I mean, they just are. The offense has been stuck in. Like, think about all the crap that we give them for not getting off to a fast start. They can't score in the first quarter. They rarely ever score. I think they scored one time on their first drive of the season this year.
Yep.
And the last two times when they did score in the first quarter is because the special teams or the defense put them in an advantageous position. I mean, it's so clear right now that the Eagles, and I'm very shocked to say it, nobody expected this, they're so obviously a defensive football team.
Well, think about the Saints game and the Browns game. If not for their defense, they could have lost both those games. I mean, yes, Jalen led them down and Goddard had the big 61-yard play, but the only reason that game's even close into the fourth quarter is because their defense shut the Saints down for the first three quarters. The Browns game, offense wasn't great that day. I mean, they scored 20 points. The only reason they won the game is because their defense stood on its head all day long. And really, some of the games this year, the Jaguar game, the Browns game, the only reason those teams even had as many points they had is special teams. The Eagles' defense has been outstanding. 215-592-9494. I can't believe we're having this discussion, but we are here now through 10 weeks of the season. Are you ready to say the Eagles are a defensive team? I am. Kyle is.
Crazy.
What's that?
10 weeks.
I know it moves fast.
Crazy. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Don't distract us from the reality here.
What's the reality?
The reality.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
Well,
I'm
the
just
reality
saying.
Is that defense is such a necessity.
That's a luxury still.
How could you watch the first 10 weeks and say this isn't a luxury?
No, I mean they played well.
They've been excellent.
And they've played well, and they're playing with a lot of confidence.
Excellent.
They're playing with a lot of confidence.
How can you call
them
a luxury and not a necessity when they are the reason that we're 7-2?
I mean, they've played well. I think that part of the reason why
they are the best unit on this team.
Saquon has been a godsend as far as this offense is concerned.
Sure,
I could point to him being more of a reason why this team is having a success as opposed to the defense. Not taking anything away from the defense.
The reason that we're able to unleash Saquon is because the defense is holding its own.
Right.
If we're behind in these games where we let up early, they don't use him as much. They can't lean on him.
This is a game of possessions. And a lot of times, over the last couple of weeks, the fact that we've been able to control the line of scrimmage and run the ball the way that we've been running it has allowed other teams, or it puts them in a position where they have to panic a little bit. They feel like they don't have enough possessions to get back in the ball game. And that's why this defense has become opportunistic. I'll tell you what, man, the secondary is the leading the way of why this team is playing better. And the fact that you're allowing, well, teams are allowing you to play them one-dimensional. It's the offense. I mean, no doubt about that. Defense is playing well. Defense has saved their bacon, pulled their bacon out of the fire a few times. But this is – don't get it twisted.
This is an
offensive-minded team.
Well, they were, we thought they were. I mean, Hugh, it is bizarre because look at where all the money is, right? The money,
all the resources,
the star power, that
allocated.
It's on the offensive side. But this season so far, I'm watching a defensive-first football team. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, men.
Good
Welcome
morning.
To fall.
Good morning, Chris.
Beautiful fall day out there, man.
It is. I'm actually excited the weather dry. I need it to feel like fall. Like 80-degree days, yeah, I'm done with those. Give me a good 55, 60. What are you thinking, Chris?
What am I thinking? I'm going to get into this in one quick second. Shout out. See you guys tomorrow at Klondike Kate. Guys, anybody in the area, come there. Dude, outstanding food. And meet the best sports talk show on WIP. That would be your number one midday show. Come out and see the festivities.
Well, thank you for the shout out. And yes, we will be at Klondike Kate's tomorrow in Newark. Can't wait to do the show there, 10 a.m. tomorrow. And you're right. We were there, 3 weeks ago? Really cool place.
Yeah.
Great specials, great food. Come on out tomorrow. Chris, what do you got for us this morning?
Guys, we are a running team. I feel like, I feel like we got to start playing some share, some turn back time to 1989.
Turn back time. Yeah,
that's where we're at, Hugh. I mean, we're back to like 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and ball controlled the offense. That's where we are. I mean, guys, I just looked up some numbers here real quick. So look at this. And I think this isn't just the Eagles. This is the NFL. And Hugh, maybe you can chime in on this. But our total offense is 6 in the NFL right now, okay? Passing offense, we're 20th. Running, we're number 2 in the NFL and running the football. So that's some of the success. Now, Hugh, I built you up, right? This is good defense for you, right? About to pull that carpet out from underneath your feet.
Uh-oh.
Defense matters. Since week 6, we've been number 1 in total defense. It's going to be the main reason why Hugh's going to go babyface pretty soon here at the end of the season. Total defense, we're number 3. You can't deny. Now, again, we're playing bad quarterbacks. We have a huge challenge on Thursday night because I was shocked at how well Washington moved the ball against that Pittsburgh defense, because I think we'd all agree that is one of, if not the top, one of the best defenses in the NFL. That's going to say a lot. We're going to find out really what our identity is. But I go back to the old traditional 1980-1990 brand of football. You run the football and you play, Hugh, say it with me, good defense.
No, they're playing good defense. I cannot deny that. They're playing good defense, and I never said that they weren't. But it's still – defense is still not a necessity.
Ooh, it so is. Chris, we appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow at Klondike Kate's. No, Chris said something, and it was interesting the way he kind of got into his point. Kyle said something similar. And you actually – all three of you said the same thing. You mentioned the running game and Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
If not for the defense, Saquon is irrelevant. He's a giant again. Right, like Saquon Barkley is great. He was great with the Giants. He's a great player. But he's become special here because they can run so much because the defense is holding opponents down. If we had last year's defense, Saquon would be a waste of time. I'm telling you, if the Eagles had their defense from last year, Saquon would be a shiny piece that they wouldn't even use because they'd be down 14 points in games and they'd have to throw it 50 times. This defense being a necessity has changed this season. He mentioned 1989. I feel like Buddy Ryan would be smiling right now watching this football team. Defense, sacks, DBs, running the football, low scoring games. I think it's a defensive team now. Alex in Philadelphia. Hey, Alex.
Hello.
What's up, Alex?
Defense.
That's what's up. That's right,
it's
Alex.
A necessity. And you look at the numbers, Hugh. Without the defense, we don't get the ball back and be able to sustain long drives. And once we get up two scores, then the defense already know what's coming at them. They got to pass the ball. You can't run on us.
Mm-hmm.
So we know where the ball is going. So you're going to get your quarterback hurt or you're going to throw interceptions. Defense is a necessity.
I'm happy to see what I'm seeing, but I still think that it's a luxury. It's not a necessity. I think this defense has taken advantage.
Let me tell you a secret. Thinking comes from not knowing.
Is that like a personal attack, Alex?
No, that's not a personal attack because if you don't know.
Okay, Alex, let me tell you this. Okay, what teams have we beat that have winning records? Since we want to go there.
Professional teams. I don't care about.
Wait a minute. Listen, because listen, that's my argument. Because you know, I understand where you're coming from, but when I asked you this question, could you just please answer for me? How many teams have we beat with winning records?
None.
Well, one. Well, the Packers.
Cincinnati.
No, it's the Packers.
The Packers. The Cincinnati Same Bengals. Guys.
They're 4-6.
They're 4-6.
We didn't know Packers were going to be like that first game of the season.
No, I'm not. But see, this is why. See, I understand that everybody's excited and they're hyped about this defense. This is where I'm trying to give you a little bit of humility. Like, this is what I'm about to drop in you right now, some humility. If you want me to keep it a bean with you, you ain't beat no dynamic offense yet. Now, the offense that you're going to see this week is pretty good.
We're going to beat them.
Okay. If you say so, we shall see. And if they do.
We're going to beat them.
Okay, listen, Alex, listen. I didn't ask you. Thank you for telling me the score. Didn't ask you for the score. We start talking about, you know, whatever you said, me not knowing what I'm talking about or whatever,
No. I didn't say that.
Listen, okay, but Alex, what I'm trying to tell you is this. I'm excited about the way this defense is playing. There's no question about it. I was a defensive player. But I also understand when I look at that stat sheet and I look at the offense that you played against, outside of two of those offenses,
they've been bad.
They've been anemic.
Yeah, terrible. Alex, you're right on this. I mean, that's it is.
And I was trying to hold it back, Joe, but seeing I got a little personal, and I was like, hey, because I'm trying not to poo-poo on the defense.
I gotta be honest. Maybe he shouldn't have pointed it right at you. That's a good line though. Thinking is not knowing.
Yeah, and that's
funny line.
No, because I'm sitting here and I'm trying to be courteous to my football team. But the reality, the numbers, when I look at the numbers, you're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, who couldn't get out of their own way yesterday.
It's terrible, yeah.
You're talking about
Giants.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, bad.
Who couldn't, the only way he moved the ball down the field was because you gave him a penalty.
Yep.
The Giants, come on, man. And the Browns?
Yeah, terrible.
Like, I get where we are, and I am the first one that's going to tell you that you play their professional teams, and you play the teams in front of you. But let's be realistic here, people. They ain't played nobody. They haven't played anybody of any caliber yet.
I would say the Bengals' offense is legit.
That's a good win. That's a good win.
That's the best
one.
And
I would say the Green Bay Packers at the beginning of the season.
And that one, now they made plays, and they had the helm in the red zone. Green Bay did have a lot of yards. They moved the ball, right? The most impressed I've been with the defense all year, off your point, Hugh, has been the Bengals, because they held them down. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls here. Is this now a defensive football team? I'm trying to convince you today. He is standing on business.
He's standing on business.
He still thinks defense is a luxury, not a necessity. We'll see if he changes his mind by 2 o'clock. All right, we got a real defensive guy with some audio for you next. Seth Joyner, plus ComboCon is back. You guys know what we're playing for. The Midday Show Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway, sponsored by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliance. We'll tell you the grand prize, what you're getting in the mix for today with the qualifying prize. They all coming up next. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rush, standing in a pistol formation. He gives it off to Elliott. And Elliott fumbles the football, penalty flag down. Eagles recover the ball in the end zone. Now let's see about the penalty. The Eagles recovered the ball in the end zone, and it was Zach Bourne
holding. Offense number 87, that penalty is declined. The result of the play is a touchback.
Oh, he coughed it up into the end zone.
And it was recovered by DeGene.
Coop!
Just listen to that song here. A little Amazing Grace. For your defensive, it's a luxury,
not a necessity. Mm. Not a necessity. They've been playing well, though.
They've been playing excellent. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, a little Amazing Grace underneath us as we are we're getting ready to say goodbye to your take.
R.I.P. Hey, make sure y'all get y'all hams, too, because it's about to be holidays. Make sure y'all
hams.
If y'all ain't ordered them honey-baked hams
or
whatever.
We get the turkey for Thanksgiving.
Well, it all depends. Some people like honey-baked ham.
I mean, I don't mind it.
Smoked turkeys.
People can eat whatever they want.
Fried turkeys or whatever. Just get ready, because the holidays is on upon us.
Don't deflect.
I'm not deflecting.
This is classic.
I'm not deflecting. I'm just saying. They're just getting ready for the holiday.
I thought we were past the filibuster stage of the calendar.
What are you talking about?
I thought we moved past that a week ago.
About? I don't understand.
Yeah. He was good at the filibuster, man.
If we weren't around, he would filibuster for 4 hours. But we're here to say stop it. Moderate this debate.
Because it's like people are listening and they're getting frustrated. I'm not saying that this defense isn't playing well. That's not what I'm saying.
But you're saying they're a luxury. It's a necessity.
Now y'all about to y'all didn't back me the corner. Now I gotta hit y'all with some hot facts. I'm gonna hit y'all with some facts when y'all come for my neck like that.
What's it about hams?
I'm down this hill.
Filibustering about Thanksgiving hams.
I'm down this hill.
Yeah, we're gonna need a medic because I don't know if you're gonna make it. All right,
he's got a bleeder.
Yeah, if you don't die on the hill, you know who's gonna take you out on that hill? A guy that loves defense. His name is Seth Joyner. Listen to what Seth said about this defense and what Vic Fangio's doing with them.
Outstanding. I mean, I think that Vic Fangio has been trying to figure out the players that he has, what their tendencies are, and what they're really good at. And I think he's figured it out. But I'm telling you right now, the play of these two young rookie corners and the way that they're motivating and inspiring the rest of the guys in the secondary, the two safeties had big plays yesterday. And I know what that's like. You know, when you're playing on a defense and other guys are making plays, there's something inside you that wells up and it's like, man, especially if they're young guys. You're like, I got to get in on the action.
Sure.
But both Blankenship, punched the ball out, got a ball out yesterday. And then Gardner Johnson had an interception yesterday. So they are playing so good, and those young guys are a big reason why. But I tell you what, too, them damn linebackers, man, they are playing lights out right now.
Linebacker play, running the football, defense. I do feel like I'm back in time here. It is awesome. 215-592-9494. Right, Jeff in Wilmington is up. Jeff, what's up today?
Jeff!
What's going on, guys?
How are you, Jeff?
Now, look, you know I'm not going to fall prey to the scam that Hugh's running about defense.
It is a scam. I mean, it's a total scam.
But here's the thing. I'm more in line with you on this. They played some not very good teams. The Cincy team was probably the best offensively, and maybe Green Bay earlier in the season. While I do understand that they're playing well, but, you know, we got a couple of games coming up here in the next couple of weeks with Washington, and you got Baltimore. Those are going to be the real test. And if they can get by those, then I might come around to saying it's a defensive team. But can we just have nice things? Can we have our team have both a good offense and a good defense and just leave it at that? Because that's ultimately what's going to win a championship.
Basically.
Can't have one without the other. So,
Jeff, yes. I mean, you're right. Like, the teams that win the title usually have at least some sort of balance, right? And that's why, you look, last year the Eagles' offense was good early, but their defense, you know, gave me a real pause. This year is more of that formula from 2 years ago, or 2017, where they're scoring a lot, but also the defense is doing the job. I think that's why it's so exciting right now, Jeff, because they do, at the moment, have both going.
Well, I'm super excited about this defense, how it's come together with these young guys. You know, it's really good. I'm not going to say they're not. I'm just saying I'm not ready to call it a defensive team when we've got an offense that can put off. We got all these guys on offense. Jalen has to spread the ball around to make sure everybody gets their hand in on it. And I think that's where the strength of the team lies. Like I said, the defense is really good, but we've also played some suspect teams. So not ready to go there fully yet, but they're defensive teams.
They're playing with a lot of confidence.
And Jeff,
man.
Good phone call.
And I will say this, as a guy who's been a part of teams that, you know, have been in this situation, confidence matters.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about guys out there flying around, they know their assignments, nobody's second-guessing what they're supposed to do. That's huge. And they're going to be tested, no question about it. They're going to be tested. But right now, they do look like a really good cohesive unit.
They do. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors for Popeyes. Yeah, Hugh, you're not debunking the allegations today that I am the defensive player on this team.
Not at all.
You used to be, but those days.
You know what's funny? Because I was talking to Jordan Mailata last night as well, and I told him how I felt, and he just kind of looked at me. It was like, you know how when you're sitting there and your uncle just disappoints you in so many different ways?
That's how the audience
kinda,
feels.
That's kind of how he looked at me. But, man, I got to keep it a bean. And this is where, what?
Have you ever considered that it just doesn't compute for people who are playing the game?
But the thing about
what does that tell you?
No, they just think I'm crazy. They think I'm crazy.
But maybe you should realize when you're talking to football guys like me and Jordan Mailata, maybe we get it.
I started to think something wrong with me.
But I'm telling you, a lot of football players think you've gone totally soft.
Yep. But
Trotter told you were on crack, Hugh.
But what I said, what I'm saying holds true. What I'm saying is still holding true. This defense is playing well. No question about it.
Does it resonate a little bit that a team?
Nah.
Okay.
That was a strong tactic.
Okay. I wanted to throw this out, but Hugh doesn't want to hear it. Like, can we discuss how there is literally a team in the NFL that hasn't lost a game since last Christmas? And they're doing it based on their defense.
They're opportunistic, man. They're super lucky.
Whoa.
Sometimes
the Chiefs are lucky?
Well, it's I know that sounds crazy, but boy, to win 2 games off of missed field goal. Well, one of them was blocked.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, because their defense shuts everybody down.
I tell you what, man. The football gods are smiling on the Kansas City Chiefs. And I would never tell Coach Reed, because I talk to him periodically. I would just say, damn, Coach, you hella lucky.
Oh, we're sending the audio.
But I did in a certain sense say, damn, Coach, you
it's a lot of luck. They haven't lost in almost a year.
No, they haven't.
I mean, at a certain point, when do we look at the Chiefs and say their offense has sucked for 2 years now?
They're certainly more of a defensive team.
They are coming off a Super Bowl and are undefeated.
I know. Because of their defense.
I still hold firm on the fact that your quarterback is going to have to make plays for you.
Well, of course.
Like your defense is playing well, but you pay your quarterback to go out there and make those phenomenal plays.
But he doesn't get the opportunity to make plays to win them the game if they're falling so behind in these games.
That's why it's a necessity.
No, it's a luxury. It's still a luxury because they take advantage of the situations that were brought upon them.
But isn't a luxury something you don't necessarily need?
Yeah, you don't necessarily need a good defense. You don't need a good defense. You can have a – would you say this defense is good or functional?
The Eagles?
This defense.
Good.
Good.
Functional.
Come on, man.
You don't think this is a good defense?
So I think they're playing well.
I think we've stumbled on something. Hugh's not sold on the Eagles defense.
No, it's not like, see, now y'all about to make me sound like I'm real mean and hurtful.
No, I'm just trying to get what you think.
But okay, let me bring some facts to this argument that I'm having.
Uh-oh.
I got it.
It's about time.
See, now I had to do a little bit of
only
a Harvard.
Took 40 minutes.
I had to do my Harvard study because I feel like I'm being pushed into a corner, and I have to come back. I got to swing back with some facts.
You have Harvard Hugh right now?
We got Harvard Hugh. Right. Can I get my – did I have some music?
Yeah, I'll get
it. Graduation music, yeah.
But
– I'll give you this instead.
I'm looking at the top 10 defenses – excuse me, top 10 offenses per week right now, per game in the NFL.
What do you got,
now.
Yards or points? What are you going with?
We're going with yards.
All right, yards.
Top 10 yards. Mm-hmm. We've played three of them. We played three of them so far. We've only beat one of them.
So we have played the Packers.
We played the Bucks,
Falcons, and Bucks. Right,
yes.
Those are the three. Yeah, we've seen.
Yes, and we've only beat one of them. Now,
those are facts.
I will give you one. That the Falcons game, if we'd have played that a little bit different, these numbers would be skewed more so in your favor.
But you know, speak your truth. That they're 1-2 against those three teams. All right.
But now we're getting ready to play the Ravens, the Commodores, and who else is on the schedule that we might have?
The Rams.
The Rams could be. The Rams are not in the top 10 as far as per game.
But Ravens and Commanders are 1-4. Yeah, yes. 1-4. Commanders.
And what I have found, like right now, this is not helping me out. This study is inconclusive, like it always is.
Yeah.
But this week we'll have more data. And if you want me to back off of my take, maybe that'll happen this week because you're playing one of the top five offenses in NFL. If you slow them down, then I will back off this take, maybe.
So Hugh's right in your. I mean, you got facts there, right? Those are facts.
These are facts.
Inconclusive.
Can I have a rebuttal?
Yes.
Okay. Now I agree the Giants and Cowboys are not good, right? Anyone with eyes would say that. But perhaps they're ranked as low as they are because the Eagles held them to like 100 yards for a full game.
That's a great.
The Eagles are part of the reason these teams rank so low.
Maybe. In that, there's probably some truth to that. Mm-hmm. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to know until Thursday. That's the beautiful part about football and this argument that I have right now is that we're going to find out Thursday.
We will.
We're going to find out Thursday.
You know what we're going to find out as this show goes along?
What's that?
We're going to find out if people have the best answers for this. You know what we got going on here, Hugh Douglas? We got Combo-Con.
Combo-Con.
The midday show's ultimate tailgate giveaway.
Combo-Con!
All right. Here's what we're giving away over the course of last week, this week. Your chance to enter for a grand prize brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Hugh, you've called this, what is it again? The biggest
giveaway ever.
Ever.
On this show.
And
for us.
I think you're right on this, because here's what you have a chance to win today. A Jack Daniels Yeti cooler, cornhole set, and giant Jenga, plus a Gerhard smoker and a 55-inch TV. It is the ultimate tailgate giveaway. So we're qualifying winners each day, and then at the end, we'll pick one winner from all the qualifiers. And if you win today, you're qualified for the ultimate big prize. And today, you would get two Jack Daniels rocks glasses, Jack Daniels water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, wood smoking chips, and a Tennessee whiskey clear tote bag. So that's what's on the line today. Combo-Con today, here's what we're looking for.
What are we looking
famous
for?
Famous couples.
Ooh.
Could be any realm.
I had a couple, anything.
You threw something out in the pre-show meeting that we had to cut that back a little bit. But famous couples today. Give us a famous couple. We'll get you in the mix for the prize. Best answer we get today will win the qualifying prize and be entered for the grand prize. 215-592-9494. Let's let the people talk here, including Shane in Wilmington, who wants to tell you, Hugh, that defense does matter. Hey, Shane.
Shane.
Hey, what's going on, boys? What's going on? Good morning.
What's up, Shane?
Good morning, Shane.
How you doing, man?
Hugh, you're one of the legends of Philadelphia,
but. And
I loved seeing you at Shady's retirement night. Yo, that was so cool. That big beard. Oh, I love it. Loved every second of that. But, bro, no way it's not been the defense. Even like, dude, when was the last time you saw him miss a tackle? Like, in Tampa?
No, they're playing better. There's no question. They're playing better. But
the first 3 weeks they didn't make a tackle, bro. They couldn't tackle anybody.
Yeah.
Then they suddenly, like, turned a switch. What happened?
Nick Sirianni cut his hair and had a Britney Spears moment. That happened. And I think the fact that they had
interception.
I think the fact that they had Cooper DeJean back there, that has helped out a lot.
That's right.
I think
I'm with you there. So another one, I'm with you. It's just how the defense is going about their business, man. It's not just who they're playing. You can't tell me that an offense that averaged more than 200 yards per game, the Jaguars, they had 30 yards in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
It's 30 yards.
32.
Yeah, they're taking games against bad teams and making them look like not even NFL teams. Like,
but
they're setting records out here.
But I hear what you're saying, and all of this stuff happened after the bye week. But I can't get out of my head that this is what happened in, what, less than a year's time. They got Baker Mayfield paid. They got him paid when they played him in the playoffs.
But that was last year's defense.
Let me finish.
I'm going to
wrap it all up in a nice little bow.
Go ahead.
And they made Baker Mayfield look like Tom Brady when they played him. They were out there when they were healthy playing pitch and catch. He was throwing the ball, and there was nothing they could do. And I know everything that you're saying happened after the bye week. They're playing better now. They're going to be tested this week, and this is what I'm waiting to see. I cannot deny everything that you said is totally true. This defense is playing much better. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and as a former defender, I understand how important all of that is. But they're going to be tested this week. I want to see how they fare against this Washington Commanders team.
I agree. I want to see how they do against a team that runs the ball very well. I'm with you there, but I still
and this quarterback
too many outliers, man. Too many outliers.
This quarterback gets the ball out of his hands quick, man. This quarterback gets the ball out of his hands.
Well,
quick
that's going to make tackling such
yeah,
a big. It's going to make tackling a big thing, Shane. I'm glad you brought that up because the ball is going to get out quick. It's going to get to receivers and Zach Ertz, which is ironic that he's coming back here this week. They're going to have to tackle on Thursday night. All right, Shane, give us a famous couple. What do you got?
I got a good one that probably all the parents would know. I like Shrek and Fiona.
Shrek
that's
and Fiona.
That's a good way to start
that
the show.
That is a famous couple, Shane. We appreciate it. All right, a little Shrek and Fiona. How many Shreks did they end up making?
They made like three or four.
I think they may have made more than that.
Was he inspired by Hugh's Harvard study?
Who, Shrek?
About the remember the Shrek and Eagles seasons?
Oh, yes. What was it? We did this last year, didn't we?
Well, it was inconclusive.
It was inconclusive.
Inconclusive.
It was when a new Shrek came out.
The Eagles did well.
Oh, yeah, that's
well,
right. Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah.
I knew we found that to be inconclusive.
Was that the first Harvard Hugh?
Yeah.
I think it was. Because, no, what it was the guy, shout out to the man that when I stayed at the hotel, he told me, you know, every year the Shrek movie comes out, it's a new one coming out, that they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So we found that was inconclusive.
Well, no, wait a second. We debunked it, right?
Well, yeah, because they didn't
win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, wait a second. You mean make the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Because they've made a lot of Shreks, but we only had one Super Bowl championship.
Yeah.
So, it was make the Super Bowl.
Make the Super Bowl.
All right, so that got debunked. It happens. All right, let's go to Rasheem in North Philly. Good morning, Rasheem.
Rasheem!
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good, Rasheem. How you been, buddy?
Good. I've been good. When we talk about the Eagles defense, I think when you use the word working, I think you're doing a disservice for the talent and how well Mitchell playing and how well Cooper DeVee playing, because we've seen when those guys weren't in the lineup, how the defense looks. I think it's not fortunate. I just think they're able to actually almost single-handedly shut down passing offenses. And you've seen it throughout the top matchups when Mitchell is lined up against like some of the top receivers in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can say the Eagles hasn't played anybody, but I think before the season started, the Eagles had one of the hardest schedules in the NFL. Yes, the season hasn't gone how it's supposed to for a lot of teams, but going into the season, we all looked at the Eagles' schedule like, oh, this is going to be a hard season. And I think that coaching has played a big part. And I also think ball control and being able to run the football makes the defense better. The both times we went to the Super Bowl, we were either number one or number two in time of possession or number one or number two in rushing the football.
Yep.
So I think that helps out the defense because they're not playing as much and they're not being overly exposed.
Oh, no, so and that's a part of why the reason why they had success this weekend, because they weren't out there that much. Man, they had a chance to rest everybody.
Well, they also Dallas got was, three and outs. I mean, they got they got three and outs.
Yeah.
And then I think we also do a disservice when we say Saquon, if he's – the defense is making him being able to run. That man is averaging almost 6 yards per carry. And as far as explosive runs in the NFL, he's like number one in the NFL. So I think it works hand in hand. And a lot of times when we try to dig up one side of the ball, we almost throw the other side of the ball under the bus. If Saquon's addition helps the defense almost just like the defense helps Saquon, it's because it's complimentary football.
Yeah, that's
no,
what they call
it's fair. No, Rasheem, that's fair. When I said that, I meant like if they were down 14 points, they probably wouldn't run it as much. He's still great. Like he would probably get his 6 yards of carry no matter what the score of the game is. It just helped him get the ball more because they have the lead.
Against New Orleans Saints, we were able to win that game because of Saquon won. Like late in the third quarter, late in the fourth quarter, because of the explosive run. He is an explosive running back. He's one of the top running backs in the NFL. You give that man the ball if you're down 14 points because you never know when he could actually break one. And then we talk about the Commanders. Yes, the Commanders have Terry McLaurin, but that's it. And the Commanders, the defense that have played is terrible. The Ravens' defense is terrible. The Pittsburgh Steelers, you've seen when they played almost like a better defense, how they were able to slow down Daniels. And I think the Eagles are going to go down to Washington and win the football game. He's still a rookie quarterback at the end of the day. So yes, he's playing well, but I don't think they have played an Eagles type defense. And like I said, Hugh, I agree with you, but then I don't. I'm on both sides of the fence on this.
No, Rasheem, it's cool. It's okay, Rasheem.
I feel the same way.
I be on both sides of the fence sometimes. Too.
I feel the same way. Every day I want to agree with you, and then I'm like, nah,
then I say something crazy.
I can't do it.
I can't do it.
All right, Rasheem, what do you got for us? A famous couple.
a famous couple. Mm-hmm. I was going to go with Tom Brady and then the lady he was married to, but she just got divorced and had a baby by somebody else.
She about to have a baby by her trainer.
With the jiu-jitsu guy.
Blue Jesse. So I got to swing. I had to swing on a Blue Jesse player.
I'm going
to
go Jay-Z and Beyonce. Yeah, I'm going to keep it.
Jay-Z, Beyonce. All right. It's a good one, all right, Rasheem.
She having a baby by the Blue Jesse guy.
Remember that when they were just friends at the beginning? Yeah, that didn't work out.
You know, he felt some kind of way when he found out, wait a minute, she about to have a baby? I mean, I don't know why I'm laughing, but it is kind of funny.
Well, because it was so obvious when it happened.
Well, then you can't whoop him. You know what I mean? You got to hit him with a brick or something. You can't just fight him straight
That might
up.
Not be a good look, Hugh. I mean, he's one of the faces of the league.
Why not? He's you competitive and everything else? Your wife having a whole baby by somebody else.
What do you think Fox is going to do? He sends this dude with a brick. You're like, come on.
He can get his Matt Barnes on. Did Matt Barnes travel like 100 miles?
Was it Derek Fisher and Matt
beat
Barnes?
Up Derek Fisher.
I love that story when it was going on. That was a wild one. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll keep the phone calls going here. I'm trying to convince you that this is a defensive football team now. Okay, I think when people listen to this conversation, they can't believe that you want to 80 sacks in the NFL. No, I mean, you used to. We took them away one by one.
Y'all did this because you knew how I felt about this. So you just like, oh, I'm just going to.
Well, he loses the sack.
Put him in a spot.
All right. Until Hugh admits that this is a defensive team and that defense is a necessity, I propose we take away a sack an hour from your career total. A sack an hour.
I mean, I got like 60 now. Don't
well, we need to go in and look at the ledger because we've taken away quite a few this season. I propose we take away one sack per hour rest of the show. So we just docked you one for the 10 o'clock hour. 215-592-9494 for ComboCon. For your chance at the Midday Show Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway, sponsored by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, ComboCon, we're looking today for a famous couple. When we come back, we'll hit all your phone calls, and we'll talk to Marcus Hayes, who I don't believe has spoken, at least on our airwaves at WIP, since the story that came out about Joel Embiid, obviously Embiid's suspension, all that. We know Embiid comes back tonight. We'll welcome Marcus on to talk about the team, to talk about Joel, to talk about his column, and to talk about the Eagles as they get set for the Commanders game on Thursday night. All coming up, 215-592-9494 for the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Rush, standing in a pistol formation. He gives it off to Elliott. And Elliott fumbles the football, penalty flag down. Eagles recover the ball in the end zone. Now let's see about the penalty. The Eagles recovered the ball in the end zone, and it was Zach Bourne
holding offense number 87. That penalty is declined. The result of the play is a touchback.
Oh, he coughed it up into the end zone.
And it was recovered by DeGene.
Coop!
Just listen to that song here. A little Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
For your defensive, is it luxury?
It is a luxury, not a necessity. Not a necessity. They've been playing well, though.
They've been playing excellent. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, with a little Amazing Grace underneath us. As we are, we're getting ready to say goodbye to your take.
RIP. Hey, make sure y'all get y'all hams, too, because it's about to be holidays. Make sure y'all.
Hams?
If y'all ain't ordered them honey-baked hams
or
whatever.
The turkey for Thanksgiving.
Well, it all depends. Some people like honey-baked ham.
I mean, I don't mind it.
Smoked turkeys.
People can eat whatever they want. But
fried turkeys or whatever. Just get ready, because the holidays is on upon us.
Don't deflect.
I'm not deflecting.
This is classic.
I'm not deflecting. I'm just saying. They're just getting ready for the holidays.
I thought we were past the filibuster stage of the calendar.
What are you talking about?
I thought we moved past that a week ago.
About? I don't understand.
Yeah. He was good at the filibuster.
If we weren't around, he would filibuster for 4 hours. But we're here to say, stop it. Moderate this debate.
Because it's like people are listening and they're getting frustrated. I'm not saying that this defense isn't playing well. That's not what
I'm saying. But you're saying they're a luxury.
They are a luxury.
It's a necessity. Necessity.
Now y'all about to y'all didn't back me to corner. Now I gotta hit y'all with some hot facts. I'm gonna hit y'all with some facts when y'all come from a neck like that.
What's it about hams?
I'm down this hill.
You're filibustering about Thanksgiving ham.
I'm down this hill.
Yeah, we're gonna need a medic because I don't know if you're gonna make it. All right,
clear. He's got a bleeder.
Yeah, if you don't die on the hill, you know who's gonna take you out on that hill? A guy that loves defense. His name is Seth Joyner. Listen to what Seth said about this defense and what Vic Fangio's doing with them.
Outstanding. I mean, I think that Vic Fangio has been trying to figure out the players that he has, what their tendencies are, and what they're really good at. And I think he's figured it out. But I'm telling you right now, the play of these two young rookie corners and the way that they're motivating and inspiring the rest of the guys in the secondary, the two safeties had big plays yesterday. And I know what that's like. You know, when you're playing on a defense and other guys are making plays, there's something inside you that wells up and it's like, man, especially if they're young guys, you're like, I got to get in on the action.
Sure.
But both Blankenship, you know, punched the ball out, got a ball out yesterday, and then Gardner Johnson had an interception yesterday. So they are playing so good, and those young guys are a big reason why. But I tell you what, too, them damn linebackers, man, they are playing lights out right now.
Linebacker play, running the football, defense. I do feel like I'm back in time here. It is awesome. 215-592-9494. Right, Jeff in Wilmington is up. Jeff, what's up today?
Jeff!
What's going on, guys?
How are you, Jeff?
Now, look, you know I'm not going to fall prey to the scam that you're running about defense.
It is a scam. I mean, it's a total scam.
But here's the thing. I'm more in line with you on this. They played some not very good teams. The Cincy team was probably the best offensively, and maybe Green Bay earlier in the season. While I do understand that they're playing well, but, you know, we got a couple of games coming up here in the next couple of weeks with Washington, and you got Baltimore. Those are going to be the real tests. And if they can get by those, then I might come around to saying it's a defensive team. But can we just have nice things? Can we have our team have both a good offense and a good defense and just leave it at that? Because that's ultimately what's going to win a championship.
Basically.
You can't have one without the other. So...
So Jeff, yes, I mean, you're right. Like, the teams that win the title usually have at least some sort of balance, right? And that's why, you know, you look, last year the Eagles' offense was good early, but their defense, you know, gave me a real pause. This year is more of that formula from 2 years ago, or 2017, where they're scoring a lot, but also the defense is doing the job. I think that's why it's so exciting right now, Jeff, because they do, at the moment, have both going.
Well, I'm super excited about this defense, how it's come together with these young guys. You know, it's really good. I'm not going to say they're not. I'm just saying I'm not ready to call it a defensive team when we've got an offense that can put up. We got all these guys on offense. Jalen has to spread the ball around to make sure everybody gets their hand in on it. And I think that's where the strength of the team lies. Like I said, the defense is really good, but we've also played some suspect teams. So I'm not ready to go there fully yet, but they're defensive teams.
They're playing with a lot of confidence,
and Jeff,
man.
Good phone call.
And I will say this, as a guy who's been a part of teams that, you know, have been in this situation, confidence matters.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about guys out there flying around, they know their assignments, nobody's second-guessing what they're supposed to do. That's huge. And they're going to be tested, no question about it. They're going to be tested, but right now they do look like a really good cohesive unit.
They do. This hour sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors for Popeyes. Yeah, Hugh, you're not debunking the allegations today that I am the defensive player on this team.
Not at all.
You used to be, but those days.
You know what's funny? Because I was talking to Jordan Mailata last night as well, and I told him how I felt, and he just kind of looked at me. It was like, you know how when you're sitting there and your uncle just disappoints you in so many different ways?
That's how the audience
kinda
feels.
That's kind of how he looked at me. But, man, I got to keep it a bean. Dude, and this is where, what?
Have you ever considered that it just doesn't compute for people who are playing the game?
But look, think about
what does
it,
that like, tell you?
No, they just think I'm crazy. They think I'm crazy.
But maybe you should realize when you're talking to football guys like me and Jordan Mailata,
I started to think something wrong with me.
But I'm telling you, a lot of football players think you've gone totally soft.
Yep. But
Trotter told you were on crack, Hugh.
But what I said, what I'm saying holds true. What I'm saying is still holding true. This defense is playing well. No question about it.
Does it resonate a little bit that a team?
Nah.
Okay.
That was a strong tactic.
Okay. I wanted to throw this out, but Hugh doesn't want to hear it. Like, can we discuss how there is literally a team in the NFL that hasn't lost a game since last Christmas? And they're doing it based on their defense.
They're opportunistic, man. They're super lucky.
Whoa.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky. Well, it's I know that sounds crazy, but boy, to win 2 games off of missed field goal, well, one of them was blocked.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, because their defense keeps shutting everybody down.
I tell you what, man, the football gods are smiling on the Kansas City Chiefs. And I would never tell Coach Reed, because I talk to him periodically, I would never say, damn, Coach, you hella lucky.
Oh, we're sending the audio.
But I did in a certain sense say, damn, Coach, you
it's a lot of luck. They haven't lost in almost a year.
No, they haven't.
I mean,
at a certain point,
when do we look at the Chiefs and say their offense has sucked for 2 years now?
They're certainly more of a defensive team.
They are coming off a Super Bowl and are undefeated.
I know. I mean, because of their defense.
I still hold firm on the fact that your quarterback is going to have to make plays for you.
Well, of course.
Like your defense is playing well, but you pay your quarterback to go out there and make those phenomenal plays.
But he doesn't get the opportunity to make plays to win in the game if they're falling so behind in these games.
That's why it's a necessity.
No, it's a luxury. It's still a luxury because they take advantage of the situations that were brought upon them.
But isn't a luxury something you don't necessarily need?
Yeah, you don't necessarily need a good defense. You don't need a good defense. You can have a – would you say this defense is good or functional?
The Eagles?
This defense.
Good.
Good.
Functional.
Come on, man.
You don't think this is a good defense?
I think they're playing well.
I think we've stumbled on something. Hugh's not sold on the Eagles defense.
No, it's not like, see, now y'all about to make me sound like I'm real mean and hurtful.
No, I'm just trying to get what you think.
But okay, let me bring some facts to this argument that I'm having.
Uh-oh.
I got it.
It's about time.
See, now I had to do a little bit of a Harvard.
It took 40 minutes.
I had to do my Harvard study because I feel like I'm being pushed into a corner, and I have to come back. I got to swing back with some facts.
You have Harvard Hugh right now?
We got Harvard Hugh. Right. Can I get my – did I have some music?
Yeah,
graduation music, yeah.
But
– I'll give you this instead.
I'm looking at the top 10 defenses – excuse me, top 10 offenses per week right now, per game in the NFL.
What do you
right
got,
now.
Yards or points? What are you going with?
We're going with yards.
All right, yards.
Top 10 yards. Mm-hmm. We've played three of them. We played three of them so far. We've only beat one of them.
So we have played the Packers.
We played the Bucks,
Falcons, and Bucks. Right,
yes.
Those are the three. Yeah, we've seen.
Yes, and we've only beat one of them. Now,
those are facts.
I will give you one that the Falcons game. If we'd have played that a little bit different, these numbers would be skewed more so in your favor.
But you know, speak your truth. That they're 1-2 against those three teams. All right.
But now we're getting ready to play the Ravens, the Commodores, and who else is on the schedule that we might have?
The Rams.
The Rams could be. Well, the Rams are not in the top 10 as far as per game.
But Ravens and Commanders are 1-4. Yeah, 1-4. Commanders.
And what I have found, like right now, this is not helping me out. This study is inconclusive, like it always is.
Yeah.
But this week we'll have more data. And if you want me to back off of my take, maybe that'll happen this week because you're playing one of the top five offenses in the NFL. If you slow them down, then I will back off this take, maybe.
So Hugh's right in your. I mean, you got facts there, right? Those are facts.
These are facts.
Can I have a rebuttal?
Yes.
Okay. Now I agree the Giants and Cowboys are not good, right? And anyone with eyes would say that. But perhaps they're ranked as low as they are because the Eagles held them to like 100 yards for a full game.
That's a great.
The Eagles are part of the reason these teams rank so low.
Maybe. And there's probably some truth to that. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to know until Thursday. That's the beautiful part about football and this argument that I have right now is that we're going to find out Thursday.
We will.
We're going to find out Thursday.
You know what we're going to find out as this show goes along?
What's that?
We're going to find out if people have the best answers for this. You know what we got going on here, Hugh Douglas? We got ComboCon.
ComboCon.
The midday show's ultimate tailgate giveaway.
ComboCon!
All right. Here's what we're giving away over the course of last week, this week. Your chance to enter for a grand prize brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Hugh, you've called this, what is it again? The biggest
giveaway ever.
Ever.
On this show.
And
for us.
I think you're right on this because here's what you have a chance to win today: a Jack Daniels Yeti cooler, cornhole set, and giant Jenga, plus a Gerhard smoker and a 55-inch TV. It is the ultimate tailgate giveaway. So we're qualifying winners each day, and then at the end, we'll pick one winner from all the qualifiers. And if you win today, you're qualified for the ultimate big prize. And today, you would get two Jack Daniels Rocks glasses, Jack Daniels water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, wood smoking chips, and a Tennessee whiskey clear tote bag. So that's what's on the line today. ComboCon today, here's what we're looking for.
What are we looking
famous
for?
Famous couples.
Ooh.
Could be any realm.
Anything.
You threw something out in the pre-show meeting that we had to cut that back a little bit. But famous couples today. Give us a famous couple. We'll get you in the mix for the prize. Best answer we get today will win the qualifying prize and be entered for the grand prize. 215-592-9494. Let's let the people talk here, including Shane in Wilmington, who wants to tell you, Hugh, that defense does matter. Hey, Shane.
Shane.
Hey, what's going on, boys? What's going on? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Shane?
Morning,
how
Shane.
You doing, man?
Hugh, you're one of the legends of Philadelphia,
but.
And I loved seeing you at Shady's retirement night. Yo, that was so cool. That big beard. Oh, I love it. Loved every second of that. But, bro, no way it's not been the defense. Even like, dude, when was the last time you saw him miss a tackle? Like, in Tampa?
No, they're playing better. There's no question. They're playing better. But
the first 3 weeks they didn't make a tackle, bro. They couldn't tackle anybody.
Yeah.
Then they suddenly, like, turned a switch. What happened?
Nick Sirianni cut his hair and had a Britney Spears moment. That happened. And I think the fact that they had Cooper DeJean back there, that has helped out a lot.
That's right.
I think.
I'm with you there. So another one, I'm with you. It's just how the defense is going about their business, man. It's not just who they're playing. You can't tell me that an offense that averaged more than 200 yards per game, the Jaguars, they had 30 yards in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
It's 30 yards.
32.
Yeah, they're taking games against bad teams and making them look like not even NFL teams. Like,
but
they're setting records out here.
But I hear what you're saying, and all of this stuff happened after the bye week. But I can't get out of my head that this is what happened in, what, less than a year's time. They got Baker Mayfield paid. They got him paid when they played him in the playoffs.
But that was last year's defense.
Let me finish.
I guess.
I'm going to wrap it all up in a nice little bow. And they made Baker Mayfield look like Tom Brady when they played him. They were out there when they were healthy playing pitch and catch. He was throwing the ball, and there was nothing they could do. And I know everything that you're saying happened after the bye week. They're playing better now. They're going to be tested this week, and this is what I'm waiting to see. I cannot deny everything that you said is totally true. This defense is playing much better. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and as a former defender, I understand how important all of that is. But they're going to be tested this week. I want to see how they fare against this Washington Commanders team.
I agree. I want to see how they do against a team that runs the ball very well. I'm with you there, but I still
and this quarterback
too many outliers, man. Too many outliers.
This quarterback gets the ball out of his hands quick, man. This quarterback gets the ball out of his hands.
Well, that's
going to
make tackling such a big. It's going to make tackling a big thing, Shane. I'm glad you brought that up because the ball is going to get out quick. It's going to get to receivers and Zach Ertz, which is ironic that he's coming back here this week. They're going to have to tackle on Thursday. All right, Shane, give us a famous couple. What do you got?
I got a good one that probably all the parents would know. I like Shrek and Fiona.
That's a good way to start
that
the show.
That is a famous couple, Shane. We appreciate it. All right, a little Shrek and Fiona. How many Shreks did they end up making?
They made like 3 or 4.
I think they may have made more than that.
Was he inspired by Hugh's Harvard study?
Who, Shrek?
Remember the Shrek and Eagles seasons?
Oh, yes. What was it? We did this last year, didn't we?
Well, it was inconclusive.
It was when a new Shrek came out.
The Eagles
right. Yeah.
Found that to be inconclusive.
Was that the first Harvard Hugh?
Yeah.
I think it was. Because, no, what it was the guy, shout out to the man that when I stayed at the hotel, he told me, you know, every year the Shrek movie comes out, it's a new one coming out, that they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So we found that was inconclusive.
Well, no, wait a second. We debunked it, right?
Well, yeah, because they didn't.
They didn't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, wait a second. You mean make the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Because they've made a lot of Shreks, but we only had one Super Bowl championship.
Yeah.
So, it was make the Super Bowl. All right, so that got debunked. It happens. All right, let's go to Rasheem in North Philly. Good morning, Rasheem.
Rasheem!
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good, Rasheem. How you been, buddy?
Good. I've been good. When we talk about the Eagles defense, I think when you use the word fortunate, I think we're doing a good service for the talent and how well Mitchell's playing and how well Cooper is playing, because we've seen when those guys weren't in the lineup how the defense looked. I think it's not fortunate. I just think they're able to actually almost single-handedly shut down passing offenses. And you've seen it throughout the top matchups when Mitchell is lined up against like some of the top receivers in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we could say the Eagles hasn't played anybody, but I think before the season started, the Eagles had one of the hardest schedules in the NFL. Yes, the season hasn't gone how it was supposed to for a lot of teams, but going into the season, we all looked at the Eagles schedule like, oh, this is going to be a hard season. And I think that coaching has played a big part. And I also think ball control and being able to run the football makes the defense better. The both times we went to the Super Bowl, we were either number one or number two in time of possession or number one or number two in rushing the football.
Yep.
So I think that helps out the defense because they're not playing as much and they're not being overly exposed.
Oh, no, that's part of the reason why they had success this weekend, because they weren't out there that much. Man, they had a chance to rest everybody.
Well, they also got three and outs. I mean, they got three and outs.
Yeah.
And then I think we also do a disservice when we say Saquon, if he's the defense is making him being able to run. That man's averaging almost 6 yards per carry. And as far as explosive runs in the NFL, he's like number one in the NFL. So I think it works hand in hand. And a lot of times when we try to dig up one side of the ball, we almost throwing the other side of the ball under the bus. If Saquon addition helps the defense almost just like the defense helps Saquon, just because it's complimentary football.
Yeah, that's
no,
what
it's fair. No, Rasheem, that's fair. When I said that, I meant like if they were down 14 points, they probably wouldn't run it as much. He's still great. Like he would probably get his 6 yards of carry no matter what the score of the game is. It's just helped him get the ball more because they have the lead.
Against New Orleans Saints, we were able to win that game because of Saquon won. Like late in the third quarter, late in the fourth quarter, because of the explosive run. He is an explosive runner back. He's one of the top running backs in the NFL. You give that man the ball if you're down 14 points, because you never know when he could actually break one. And then we talk about the Commanders. Yes, the Commanders have Terry McLaurin, but that's it. And the Commanders, the defense that have played is terrible. The Ravens defense is terrible. The Pittsburgh Steelers, you've seen when they played almost like a better defense, how they were able to slow down Daniels. And I think the Eagles are going to go down to Washington and win the football game. He's still a rookie quarterback at the end of the day. So yes, he's playing well, but I don't think they have played an Eagles type defense. And like I said, Hugh, I agree with you, but then I don't. Like, I'm on both sides of the fence on this.
Rasheem, it's cool. It's okay. It's okay, Rasheem.
I feel the same way.
I'd be on both sides of the fence sometimes. Too.
I feel the same way. Every day I want to agree with you, and then I'm like, nah,
then I say something crazy.
I can't do it.
Damn, I can't do it.
All right, Rasheem, what do you got for us? A famous couple.
a famous couple. Mm-hmm. I was going to go with Tom Brady and then the lady he was married to, but she just got divorced and had a baby by somebody
else. She about to have a baby by her trainer.
The jiu-jitsu guy.
Blue Jesse. So I got to swing. I had to swing on the Blue Jesse player.
I'm going
to
go Jay-Z Beyonce. Yeah, I'm going to keep it.
Jay-Z Beyonce. It. All right. It's a good one, our regime.
She having a baby by the Blue Jesse guy.
Remember that when they were just friends at the beginning? Yeah, that didn't work out.
You know, he felt some kind of way when he found out, wait a minute, she about to have a baby? I mean, I don't know why I'm laughing, but it is kind of funny.
Well, because it was so obvious when it happened.
But then you can't whoop him. You know what I mean? You got to hit him with a brick or something. You can't just fight him.
That might not be a good look, Hugh. I mean, he's one of the faces of the league.
Why not? He's competitive and everything else. Your wife having a whole baby by somebody else.
What do you think Fox is going to do? He sends this dude with a brick. You're like, come on.
He can get his Matt Barnes on. Matt Barnes traveled like 100 miles.
What was it, Derek Fisher at Matt
beat
Barnes?
Derek Fisher.
I love that story when it was going on. That was a wild one. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll keep the phone calls going here. I'm trying to convince you that this is a defensive football team now. Okay, I think when people listen to this conversation, they can't believe that you want today 80 sacks in the NFL. No, I mean, you used to. We took them away one by one.
Y'all did this because you knew how I felt about this. So you just like, oh, I'm just going to.
Well, he loses the sack.
Put him in a spot.
All right. Until Hugh admits that this is a defensive team and that defense is a necessity, I propose we take away a sack an hour from your career total. A sack an hour.
I mean, I got like 60 now. Don't
well, we need to go in and look at the ledger because we've taken away quite a few this season. I propose we take away one sack per hour rest of the show. So we just docked you one for the 10 o'clock hour. 215-592-9494 for Combo-Con for your chance at the Midday Show Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway sponsored by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, Combo-Con, we're looking today for a famous couple. When we come back, we'll hit all your phone calls. And we'll talk to Marcus Hayes, who I don't believe has spoken, at least on our airwaves at WIP, since the story that came out about Joel Embiid, obviously Embiid's suspension, all that. We know Embiid comes back tonight. We'll welcome Marcus on to talk about the team, to talk about Joel, to talk about his column, and to talk about the Eagles as they get set for the Commanders game on Thursday night. All coming up, 215-592-9494 for the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.